Earlier this week, I went to a print shop to print a large-scale version of an AI image. While I was waiting for the job to be completed, I had a chat with one of the employees, who is a young artist. He was aghast to discover that I used Stable Diffusion to generate the artwork he was preparing to print. Like in dozens of other conversations I had with artists like him, he told me, "The only way I could potentially consider using AI is by feeding it my past works so it can generate more things in my style. But if I do so, then what's left to do for me?" It's a comment I hear often from artists who have not spent enough time learning how TextWimage, T2i AI systems work, just like in his case. I explained to him that, at least for now, his role as an artist is more important than ever. These AI models might take over the production of the artwork, but his taste and experience are still important to improve the composition, for example via in-painting. And more importantly, to pick the one variant of the same image that should be seen by the audience and go into the market, the curation. Eventually, AI models will surpass humans even in those tasks, especially if we integrate them with all sorts of metrics about how people feel about each generated image and how much they are willing to pay for them, but not yet. For a few more years, the importance of the human artist will still be critical. Rather than embracing the new technology and seeing if it could elevate his work, he refused to touch it. His plan, he told me, was to simply wait for everybody to embrace AI and then sell his human craftsmanship at a high price, like we do today with handmade tailored suits or artisanal shoes. "It's a great plan," I told him, "as long as you can afford to wait and see the day when human craftsmanship will be so rare and so in demand to let you command a price high enough to make a living." He didn't reply. If you want to wait for AI to go away in one way or another, be sure you have the resources to survive until that day comes. Alessandro.